You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing 20-something models on Love Island. When they get free drink tickets on an airplane, you bet...
Hey, girl, I got something real important to give you. So just sit down and listen.
Ron... Girl, you know we've been again. Alleman.
Brian the Hitman Harris.
Ron the Owl. Ron the Owl Alleman.
What is going on?
Merry motherfucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Dude, I can't believe we made it. It's Christmas in a couple days. Actually, we're recording this on Wednesday afternoon. So tomorrow's Christmas Eve. We got one more shopping day to knock it out. Have you shopped for all your loved ones and your friends?
Most of them. I'm still, you know, at a crossroads on exactly what I'm going to get you this year, my friend. Maybe the same thing as last year.
I think the same thing you've got me every year since we've known each other, which would be a stocking full of jack shit.
Yeah. Well, good. You won't be disappointed then if you get the same thing.
I never am disappointed. Never disappointed.
And when Santa shoves his fat white ass down that chimney, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
You know what we need? I think it would be great some year. And I've asked for this a couple of years in a row, and I stopped asking. I want someone to do a little research, and if they can search on the interweb and find me those moose glasses that they used in Christmas Vacation. How fun would that be, huh?
That would be great.
And here's the thing about those moose glasses. I know they exist, okay? It's just that nobody has put in the work or the effort, you know, to try to track them down for me on the internet and, you know, maybe stuff them down my stocking one of these years, you know? Who knows?
You know what, man? Speaking of gifts that you could poach off of Christmas Vacation, I'd like to get one of those Dickies that Cousin Eddie wears to the when he's busting out the moose glass.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think he has like the white sweater with the black Dickie, and you can see the outline of it.
That thing is outstanding.
Hey, I know last week, and we never got around to it, but we talked about throwing together what's your favorite holiday movies. I'm just going to tell you what my couple are, if that's okay.
Yeah, please.
Because I definitely think whenever it's on the air, I always sit there and I watch Christmas Vacation. I think you probably do
100%,
too.
100%, yep.
I'm going to say Die Hard, which some people kind of debate, is it a Christmas film? Is it not? I think it is. It just feels like the holidays when I'm watching that thing. Those are probably my top two. There's a couple. I do like some sentimental ones. You know, I always like A Wonderful Life, but it's a long movie and I don't really watch it. I like The Family Stone. The kids now are really into Home Alone, which is great too.
Yeah. I'm not a huge Home Alone fan, but I will say, definitely Christmas Vacation. As to whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie, I mean, it takes place over the Christmas holiday, so that's, I guess, one qualifier.
That's one.
It doesn't really have a Christmas theme, but it does have probably the best dubbed, you know, made-for-movie line ever when he throws the lighter down and he's like, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. But then when they do it on regular TV, they go, yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
Mr. Falcon!
That's the absolute best, isn't it?
It's horrible. Yeah, it's great. So I'm going to respectfully disagree with you. I feel that there is a Christmas theme that goes throughout Die Hard. It's at an office Christmas party. Hans Gruber basically is the Grinch who stole Christmas. He's just the guy who stole the Barabons. There's a ton of Christmas music in it. Santa Claus is in it, the terrorist with a ho-ho-ho sweatshirt on. And you know what? My favorite holiday song is in it, so I don't care what you think. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow ends the movie. So in my book, that's one of the greatest holiday films of all time. And one other thing, people kind of argued about this online, but what was Bruce Willis's wife's name? Do you remember that?
Demi Moore.
Well, you're 100% right. How about we take the character of Bruce Willis from the movie Die Hard? His name was John McClane. What was John McClane's wife's first name?
Mrs. Claus?
I'm going to tell you right now, her name was Holly.
Oh.
Holly. So Holly, obviously associated with Christmas.
Oh, okay. All right.
Tons of Christmas songs. My favorite Christmas song, actually.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
You picking that up? Yeah. So great movie, great film. And whenever they come on, it's kind of like if you don't have pumpkin pie over Thanksgiving, for me, it doesn't feel like you went through Christmas if you don't watch a few of your favorite flicks.
Well, I feel like I inaugurate the start of the holiday season by whenever I watch Christmas Vacation, that's the start of it.
Yeah.
And I'll have you know, it drives Amanda absolutely fucking nuts, but I can't help myself. I recite every single line right before they say it.
Yeah.
She hates that shit. Do you do that?
What? Oh, absolutely. If I know, I can't say that I know that movie front to back.
I know every fucking word in that
give
entire
us a couple
movie.
So what are a couple of your favorite lines from that movie?
Well, I think I just gave you one a minute ago, which is he'll find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
Fat boy down there, chimney night. He's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
How about where do you think you're going to put a tree that big, Griswold?
Bend over and I'll show you. You've got a lot of nerve talking to me like that, Griswold.
I wasn't talking to you.
That's probably my favorite back and forth in the whole film. I love that part. Or when Julia Louis-Dreyfus and I don't know the guy's name, but her boyfriend or her husband was when he launches that huge Todd. Her name was Margot. When Chevy Chase launches the huge block of ice through their window and ruins their stereo.
Yeah,
and
she's like,
"Well, why is the carpet all wet, Todd?"
I don't know, Margot.
And why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margot.
Oh. Great, great film. Let me ask you this beyond the movies. What do you guys, what are you and the clan over there at the Harris household, you guys got planned this year for Christmas? Being that now we are in crazy pandemic time and things have kind of changed a bunch.
Well, I'm hoping that we got a little night here tonight, just me and the missus, so I hope I get my stocking stuff. You know what I'm saying? little early stocking stuffing.
Yeah. It's a little late for afternoon delight, but how about some early evening delight?
Yeah, little. You know what I'm talking about? And then when that 20 seconds is over, I guess we'll probably, wrap a few gifts for the kiddos.
That's 20 seconds of pure pleasure, I'm sure, for both of you.
Best 20 seconds of Mrs. Harris's life.
Like I always say, it's quality, not quantity.
Yeah. And then probably throw on, TBS does the Christmas Story Marathon, which they just show it on an infinite loop, and that's fucking great. I could watch that two or three times in a row.
So I'll tell you something, that when Aiden was born, that's the – because Aiden was a Christmas baby. He was born on December 23rd, which is actually today.
Yeah.
Which was Aiden's birthday.
We've covered this,
12 years ago. When he was born, we're laying there. The next day, she's in recovery, and that's the movie that was on TV, was A Christmas Story. And we kind of like weren't really paying attention to the movie because we had this baby in the room, You got to pay attention to the newborn kid, obviously. But for that reason alone, it's in her brain now. She hates that fucking movie.
Really?
So I think just because it was on a continuous loop, like you said, and she was her first, first time going through childbirth, she wasn't in a great mood. So that movie's on now. She either leaves the room or I have to turn it off.
You know what? I'm kind of alone on the Harris clan too. I'm the only one that likes that movie over here, so I got to kind of pick my moments to sneak it in. But Amanda's not a big fan.
I mean, it's on so often. Usually you turn on and there's 25 minutes left, so you watch the end, and then you kind of like let it replay again, and then you watch it to the middle, and then you catch a little bit more later. So
yeah, I mean, the lamp, though, talking about poaching gifts that would be good, retro gifts, the lamp from the window with the leg lamp, it's fucking awesome.
I think if you had like a man cave or use your garage for a hangout, that'd be a great spot to put that. I don't think the wife would let me put it anywhere else in the house where anyone else could see it.
No.
Except for
not.
Me.
No.
Yeah.
No, that would be forbidden. Let me ask you this. We talked about getting into this a little bit, and I've done some preparatory work in this regard. The worst holiday gift you've ever gotten. I'd love to hear about it because I've got a great one.
The worst. Why don't you go first? Let me think about it here. Tell me what your worst gift was.
My eccentric aunt Gretchen, who is always known for giving very eccentric gifts, right? I was in college.
Okay.
And she had just spent several months in Asia, overseas. And so she gives me a shirt that has Asian writing on it, right? So I thought it was a cool shirt. I throw it on camp. I throw it on. And back in the day at Purdue, I sport my new shirt first day coming out of the spring term, the spring semester. And I see a bunch of Asian kids pointing at me and laughing.
Okay.
So this happened on a couple of different occasions. And finally, I went up to someone and I said, "Hey, can you tell me what my shirt says? I don't know what my shirt says." He says, "Well, it says I'm number one."
Okay, that's
so
cool.
I'm sporting a shirt that basically says I'm number one, right? Like, right?
Yeah, but that's true. You are number one. So they didn't know? Maybe they're pointing at you going, "There he is. Finally, we found him."
I think it's one of those things, if you have to say you're number one, you're probably not number one, right?
So, yeah, but you know what? I argue that to the day I die. You are number one.
Thanks,
I don't
brother.
Care where you were on the Purdue tennis roster. I don't care how many
guys
nuts you slapped or played with, whatever it was, however you got that name. I don't care how it happened, but you're number one in my book, man.
Thanks, man.
So you know what? I'm trying to think here, and I'm thinking, what's the worst gift I've ever gotten? I don't know. I mean, you know, when we grew up, when we were kids, you know, my dad worked in the steel mill his entire life.
Yeah.
And I remember, I don't think this was the worst gift I ever got, but it was the gift I got the year that they were locked out. You know, it was basically kind of like laid off. So he wasn't working. None of the guys out there were working in Indiana, Northern Indiana. And, you know, I was so young, I didn't really realize what was going on around me. But we got, you remember this stuff? It was called Magic Sand. And you got, basically what you did was you got like a clear Tupperware container filled almost all the way to the water.
Okay.
And you squeeze this, like it was like magic sand. I don't even know what it was made of. It was like sand. You squirted it in there and then you could shape it into different objects.
Sounds
cool. I don't know. I mean, it was cool. It probably didn't cost that much because we didn't have a lot of money. But it was, I didn't know it was a bad gift, but that was what I got for Christmas that year. And
well,
that was just the year that things weren't that great, but you know, we were young enough and my mom and dad were such great parents that they didn't even let us know that it was a hard time we were going through, you know? So yeah, kind of a measly gift, but you know, I can't say it was the worst because it brings back lots of other great memories too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Hey, hold that thought. You out?
My mom's about to get
here. Okay, buddy.
Okay.
Love you, man. I'll see you on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
See you, Gavin.
So let me tell you what I heard out of that story.
Go ahead.
I heard.
And hold on for 1 second. Are you starting the clock now? This is the therapy session kicking in, or?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think it's more reflective than therapy. I don't know.
I get a Christmas discount here at least?
I don't think you're going to get anything out of this. It's just more of me.
I'm sure I won't, but it doesn't mean you're not going to charge me for it.
So what I heard is that your hardworking dad had fallen on some hard economic times. And he gave you a gift of magic sand. And in retrospect, you weren't all that appreciative of his hardship. Is that fair?
Well, I think you're hitting on some good points, but what I did say, if you want to rewind the tape, we can do it, is what I said was I didn't realize it wasn't a great gift. I think what it represented more of a downtime, like for the family, you know?
Yeah.
But my parents did such a great job with Christmas and with the holidays all the time that we didn't even notice. We didn't even flinch. You know, we just thought, this is Christmas, man, and let's play with our magic sand and have a good time. I mean, don't get me wrong now, there were other years where my dad just totally, I mean, he brought home the house. I mean, I got a huge stereo one year. My brother, I think, got one of the very first ever portable CD players. It was this Panasonic thing that weighed like 9 pounds.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous. My sister got some fun stuff that year too. But and I remember that was the first year I got my first CD. It was Def Leppard Pyromania.
Boom.
Yeah, and that was when I got my big stereo.
Speaking of electronics, I remember getting my first Sony Sports Watchman. Remember the Watchman is like a fucking tape player, but it was sports related, so you could like sweat on it and shit.
Well, the Watchman, that was the first one, was black and white.
Yeah.
It was a gray box, handheld box, about
weighed about 4 pounds.
Yeah, pretty heavy. It looked like a transistor radio with a tiny ass screen on it. There was like an antenna that popped out of it.
That thing was awesome, man.
Yeah, but if you had a Watchman, I mean, you were rolling, man.
Totally.
Yeah, there was also some toys they did on SNL, and I think Dan Aykroyd had some of those, the worst Christmas toys.
Well, we'd like to show you another one of Mr. Mainway's products. It retails for $198, and it's called Bag of Glass. Mr. Mainway, this is simply a bag of jagged, dangerous glass bits.
Yeah, right. It's it's a glass. It's broken glass. You know, I mean, it sells very well, as a matter of fact. You know, I mean, it's just broken glass. You know.
I don't understand. I mean, children could seriously cut themselves on any one of these pieces.
Yeah. Well, look. You know, the average kid, he picks up broken glass anywhere: the beach, the street, garbage cans, parking lots, all over the place, any big city. We're just packaging what the kids want. You know. I mean, it's a creative toy. I mean, you hold this up, you see colors, you see all the colors of the rainbows, I mean, it teaches them about light refraction, prisms and that stuff, prisms, you know what I mean?
I see.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Oh, so you don't feel that this product is dangerous?
No, come on, look. We put a label on every bag. It says, kid, be careful, broken glass.
So what else, man? What do you got for... You got any surprises in store for the kiddies this year? Is Eddie still of the mind that Old Saint Nick is a reality, or are you still of the mind? I don't want to dispel any myths that you might be holding on to.
Yeah, Eddie and I and his mom, we all know and believe in the spirit of Santa Claus, and Eddie's been doing his fair share, I think, to make sure that Santa sees him being a good boy. So, for example,
do you leverage that? Do you use the month of December to reprimand him if he does something wrong, like Santa's watching?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
If he's being a little prick, if he's screaming, hey, if dad's trying to get his drink on and watch a little Monday Night Football and this kid's running around asking, can I borrow your phone and blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, you better believe I snap my fingers and I actually act like Santa Claus and I have mental telepathy and he'll just talk right to me. So, oh, yeah. But 2 nights ago, I was talking to my buddy, one of my old sous chefs, Bo. He had called me. We were doing a little catching up here. And I turned, looked over my shoulder. I heard the water running in the kitchen. And there's Eddie again. He's the second time he's done this. He's got the stool pushed over to the sink. And he's washing those dishes, man. Little five-year-old.
God, solid.
So I made sure there were no knives in the sink. Sometimes there's a couple big knives that obviously don't want him to be touching. But, yeah, I came over and he's washing bowls, forks, spoons. It was great.
Can you stretch that out? Like maybe St. Nick's watching, starting January, like the whole year,
Yeah, we got to do something. Maybe we'll put it like Christmas in July type thing. Like that's when Santa Claus gets his first radar going around July.
It's like his mid-year performance review. You get like
whenever there's a get-together at the house, I think it's a good time for Santa to check in the next day. Is Eddie washing dishes for you? Well, let's see. I don't think so.
Washing your car, doing the laundry.
Oh, everything.
Making it turn into like a little sweatshop for little Eddie. Year-round manual labor. Right
yeah,
on,
maybe give me like a little pedicure, a little foot rub, wouldn't be too bad. So you said you're gonna you and Amanda have a little Mr. and Mrs. Claus time,
little brown
tonight.
Chicken, brown cow,
little
da 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 charge.
So 20 seconds of pleasure of heaven. And then what about tomorrow, Christmas Eve? What you guys got going on?
Well, we're gonna volunteer at the local church here for a little bit.
Okay.
And then we are going to have a nice little dinner at the house, probably a little fondue action. We've kind of made it a tradition. We do some holiday fondue, which I like to call, I don't know if you've ever heard this, I call it fondue because it's so much fun.
Which is kind of like a pun.
Yeah, because it's fun and it's fun. You connect dots on that, right?
I love that. And will you pair that fondue with any refreshments, any adult beverages?
I kind of like to pair it up with a nice little white Sauvignon Blanc. It's kind of my holiday tilt on the wine side.
Very nice.
Amanda's straight-laced beer kind of gal, so she'll probably have a couple cold beers with that. And
couple ice cold Coors Lights.
You got it. Yep.
Yeah, I remember. I remember her brand.
And that's about it, man. Pretty low key. You know, obviously we're bummed that we're not spending the holiday with my mom like we normally do, but
well, I will definitely tell her you said hello.
You gonna drop in?
Well, you know, she's expecting your gift this year, so I'd like to hand deliver it, if you know what I mean.
I'd rather you not.
Never that's mind, okay. son. Okay,
that's,
so
that's all right. I'd rather you not do that.
So that's tonight. And then will you still be without the kids tomorrow, or are they gonna be back in town, or
no, we'll be hooking back up with them on Christmas Day and
okay.
You know, we were supposed to have a big get together here, but lo and behold, the extended family here locally is all quarantined or dealing with COVID issues, you know.
Yeah.
So it'll just be the five of us. But okay. How about you, man? What do you got cooking?
Well, like I said, so today is actually Aiden's birthday. So I made a reservation. There's a little brewery down here by us in our town, and
it's I think a small Aiden's little too joint. Young for that, just so you know.
Well, believe it or not, he's not too young for it. This place is only open from 4 to 8 p.m., but they have the top deck open. Like, it's kind of like – so they have to keep the windows open, so it's kind of declared like an outside dining situation. They've got the place decked out for Christmas. Santa Claus was there this weekend. I don't think he's going to be there tonight, but they know it's his birthday. We're going to do a little – it's a quick early dinner, like 6:30 p.m. Probably go there, couple brewskis there, then come back here, do a little fire pit. In the backyard, I'm burning the rest of the wood I have now because today it's actually like 50 degrees here and it's going to drop down to 19 tomorrow. So we're going to do this tonight. Little fire pit. Come in. Maybe.
I noticed you got the scarf on, by the way.
Of course.
Yeah.
Man, it's scarf season, brother.
I like that, brother.
I got this one on and chill like that. Then tomorrow we're going to go to my wife's cousin's house for Christmas Eve, but we're going to go late. You know, we got the puppy here. She's been tearing shit up when we're not in the house.
MJ? So,
yeah, little MJ. She's great. She's awesome. She's so sweet.
Have you tried the Santa Claus trick on MJ for best behavior? You talked to.
Well, she's 14 weeks old at this point. So she hasn't really comprehended, I don't think. I sat her down and we've spoken and she hasn't actually said a word to me.
Well, 14 weeks, if you do the math, I'm not real great at this, but isn't it like the multiplier? She's like 20 years old or something, is it? She
with in dog, yeah, you're right. With dog years, dog every 14 years, yeah. weeks is like 21 years.
Yeah,
so she's old enough to drink. I mean, you figure she can understand shit, but no, we're just gonna stay home and have like a pre New Year's or pre Christmas Eve get together, the four of us, and maybe like play some Uno, little Christmas carols, and then head over to the cousin's house, do a little dinner over there, and then just come home. And we are going to go see my mom in Indiana on Christmas Day, just quick in and out. And that was – honestly, we debated this for the last – I don't know. It seems like probably about a month. Like, do we go see my mom or not? But my mom is inviting us. She wants us to come. So we're going to go, and then we're going to come back, and then that's it, man. And then we got – that's our Christmas for the – and then we have New Year's next year, and then we're done with 2020, hopefully.
Yeah, man. And we're putting our first holiday episode in the books here. We've got the Two Guys, One Podcast holiday party, which we touched on earlier. It's going to be a big blowout. You know, looking
big
forward
blowout.
To that.
I've actually started pre-gaming for that right here. I've got
yeah,
a little,
I know. I've already warned the HR director that, you know – they need to have you on a short leash at that thing. I remember last year's event where you took all those untoward Xerox copies of your
manhood.
Yeah.
You know. Well, there was a 3D copy. What am I supposed to do? Am I not supposed to do that? What's the first thing that comes to mind when someone says 3D copy machine? Well, my fucking Wong's going on there.
That was one thing, but then hanging it up in the break room was something totally different.
Well, you know? You can't prove that was me that hung it up there. But
still,
I do remember
still part of Two Guys, One Podcast internal lore, people talking about that.
What was worse, though, was when we had that, if you remember, we had that really cool snow making machine.
Oh, yeah.
And
we were, How could I forget?
Yeah. And then we had bags of snow next to it and someone had forgotten their bag of cocaine.
You threw
Tommy's cocaine in the snow maker and instead of shooting snow, it shot out a bunch of – let's just say Coke.
Yeah, we had some and HR gave everyone us a was hard getting, time for that one.
Everyone was, yeah. But, you know, it did help with the dance contest afterwards.
Things livened up in a hurry.
You know? Oh, my goodness. That was fun. That was a fun time.
That really was.
That was a fun time.
That was, man.
Not too many people died either.
Some of the damage from that one, but whatever, you know.
Absolutely.
You can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs, my old man used to say.
That's the smartest thing. Hell yeah. No. And the omelet is so much better, too, than just eggs sitting there in shells. Break those fucking shells and throw a little sausage in there while you're at it. A little sausage. Couple peppers.
Speaking of, as we wrap things up here, I'd like to know from a culinary point of view, are you a traditionalist for Christmas when you cook up a big Christmas feast, which I'm sure you've done? If you had to pick your last Christmas meal you're going to prepare for all time, what's on the menu? Hit me with it.
Well, let me tell you, I am a traditionalist. Thanksgiving, just to kind of compare, is one of my favorite times of year to cook, but I don't necessarily like turkey. I wouldn't say turkey is one of my favorite things to eat, but Thanksgiving, you got to have it, right? So I think if I was going to say, hey, it's a holiday, let's cook some awesome food, I probably would take all the fun stuff we love from Thanksgiving, like all the great sides, and instead I'd throw down like a big-ass bone-in prime rib.
God, what time should I come over?
Yeah, well, it's not happening this year, obviously. Fuck. But I think that would be just phenomenal. And the thing is, too, the more the merrier, right? Like, I love a house full of family, friends. I mean, having the space to entertain a nice big group of people and just a ton of food, a lot of great, you know, some good wine and some awesome music. I mean, that would be my thing. In fact, before I die, let's do this. Let's commit to doing something fun here. Let's get it on tape or on audio file, as they say. I want to rent a cabin one year sometime. Either we could even do it after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's, rent a cabin, Michigan or Colorado, somewhere. I want to be in a little bit of snow, and let's just burn a fireplace every day, cook a bunch of great food, take a ton of wine, bunch of good friends. We sit there, we play cards, smoke some stogies, and just have a great time. What do you say? Are you in?
A swing?
Well, that is up to the amount of drugs that we do. The amount, type, and time. Because you know it's all depending on what's your time and the type, everything could really swing one way or the other.
I'm going to need the answer to that question before we start pulling together the guest list, okay?
Well, let's assume that it's happening.
Okay, then I just automatically eliminated a bunch of people I would have on the list.
It's too bad.
Maybe a pretty small party.
Well, we'll see.
I like it, man. I like it. It sounds like a great idea. Here's another consideration, talking about the impact of COVID. Do you think that, because everybody goes through this, right? You have certain members of your extended family that annoy the shit out of you, and there's always the time around the holidays where you're like, God, Uncle Bill just can't keep his fucking mouth shut, you know? Or, you know, I wonder if now that we are forced to not have those moments, if we're going to be a little bit more tolerant. Maybe that's a positive outcome coming out of COVID. Uncle Bill won't rub you the wrong way as much, you know, coming up in future holidays.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think you're right about that. I think it's definitely humbled a lot of people and kind of changed the way that we think about things, you know, and I think really.
By the way, I'm not calling out my Uncle Bill. I don't have an Uncle Bill. That was just an example. So I'm not throwing stones at any in particular.
Well, we all have quote unquote that Uncle Bill, I'm sure. So yeah, we'll just leave it alone. Leave it at that. No one's calling out anybody else. I got to tell you though, I do come from a very small family. Okay. My mom was the only child. So my family was small enough to get to begin with. And now moving along, you know, time goes by, you lose people here and there, you know, and my dinner table for holidays has really changed now. So now it's, you know, we're missing, you know, my brother's gone, my father's gone, grandparents, you know, and so I think now, like, and I know I'm you know, my late 40s here, but really, I look back at my time as a kid, and the reason I love holidays so much is because I loved them when I was a kid, because what my parents gave to me. So now my focus is, it's not on me, you know, this is about my children, about my family, and about showing them, you know, what, you know, how traditions are important, and, you know, holidays are a time for family, like 100%. So if these kids can come, they can hang out with their grandma and have a great time with their cousins and their aunts. You know, it's for me, like that's the win right there, you know?
Yep.
So yeah, I don't have that annoying Uncle Bill. We probably had a couple annoying Uncle Bills in the past, you know, but going forward now, it's really, I just appreciate all the time that we can have with everybody that we have left.
Yep. Amen to that, brother. Well, that's a nice, warm-hearted, positive sentiment to usher in the Christmas season here in the next couple of days. And
Christmas season.
Happy to you and the fam. Happy birthday to my man, Aiden. You know, let him know
thanks,
that Uncle Brian sends his best, and I hope Eddie continues with a watchful eye over the next couple of days, so he's on his best behavior going into the arrival of Saint Nick here in a couple. Are you guys going to put out some cookies for the big guy?
Yeah,
and then do you go ahead and take those down just to make it look authentic?
Well, we don't take them down. Santa Claus eats the cookies. Eddie actually made some cookies a couple weeks ago with his friends Noah, Robert, and Vanessa and Stella. They came by, and we have them in the freezer, so those are there. We have some nice carrots for the reindeer. We're going to thaw the cookies out. Eddie, should we thaw the cookies out today or tomorrow? He thinks we should do it tomorrow, so we're going to do that. Now, obviously, Santa Claus prefers tequila to milk.
I mean, that's my kind of Santa.
It's cold out there. No one's drinking cold milk and then rushing back outside. You got to warm it up a little bit. So a little, couple fingers there of something really nice, you know? Something real nice, Clark, you know?
I hope he's hitting your house on the end of his route. Otherwise, he'll be dropping off the wrong presents at the wrong houses.
Well, you know, what happens after he leaves here, that's his fucking problem. I'll tell you that much. You just got to get here.
Good stuff, man. Well, listen, Merry Christmas to you guys. Merry Christmas to all of you out there.
Merry Christmas. And if we could just, you know, the thing is, too, with the pandemic, man, I really want to give a shout out to all the nurses out there taking care of us, all the restaurant workers and owners, everyone out there on the front lines. Really, we're sitting here. You and I have a great time every week. And I know that we have our own struggles with this virus this year, but some people out there really throwing down for everybody else. So
absolutely. Yep.
Special holiday wishes to all those guys out there. And hey, if you don't mind, why don't we end this with a Christmas carol?
Yep, we'll do that.
Which one do you want to sing?
And in light of that sentiment, too, maybe Amanda and I will play nurse later. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. So who would play the nurse? Who would play the – so you guys play burn victim and nurse, or how does it go?
You get to rub
the ointment on?
Yeah.
Just don't use any balms. You'll never know what the hell a balm's going to do. Do you even know what a balm is?
I think you're but a balm's kind of a catch-all. You put that on anything.
No one knows what a balm is.
All right, man.
Which one do you want to do? You want to do Little Jingle Bells?
Yeah, let's do Little Jingle Bells on our way out.
All right, well, you ready? Let's we say Merry Christmas to everyone out there. We're going to leave you with the musical stylings
musical
of the
stylings.
Hitman and the Owl. Two guys, one podcast.
Two guys, one podcast.
Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Hold on. Are you doing the low part or the high part?
I'm just going to be all over the place.
Okay, because I'm trying to harmonize. All right, let's try again.
This is like jazz, okay?
Okay.
Don't question it. Just go with the flow.
Okay.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells about to ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Whoa. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun, big finish it is to ride. In a one-horse open sleigh. Merry Christmas.
It's two guys, one podcast.